Warning, this program is a work of fiction and does not represent the thoughts or views of Christopher Walken. The show contains adult language, situations, and overly descriptive content. In other words, don't listen to the show.
And now, it's time for Walken's Week.
One man's quest to discover everything there is to know in the world. This is Walken's Week.
Hey, welcome to Walken's Week, everybody. Joining us once again is Christopher Walken.
How you doing, Nigel?
Good, how are you,
Christopher? I noticed you got some stubble grown in there.
Yeah, I forgot to shave this morning.
Yeah, you going with the
I'm not going to be a genie again.
I'm still waiting for my milk duds.
I'm sure you can pay your Mexican manservants to go buy you some and eat them in front of you.
What are Mexicans?
Hey, why don't you just tell us what's
Walken's Week? Is that like them nuggets from Taco Bell?
The Mexi fries? I don't think they can use that term anymore.
What?
They can't say that term anymore. I think.
Why?
It was offensive to Mexicans.
What are Mexicans?
The people that inhabit Mexico.
Yeah, Mexico.
Yeah,
they can't use the name of the country in their food?
Nuggets. I'm just saying certain special interest groups got offended. I don't think they can do it anymore.
I think they still have them over the taco hut. Whatever. The taco time. They got the Mexi nuggets.
Oh, okay.
Over there.
I haven't been there in a while.
Yeah. Not like they're calling them, you know, Jew nuggets or something. Or, you know, the n***er nuggets.
Please don't say that, please. We have to cut
what?
That. We have to bleep it. You can't say that.
What? Nuggets?
No, stop saying it. We can't.
Why can't you say that?
Because we got to bleep it out. It's really offensive.
It's named after Niger.
No, it's not. It's a racist.
It's the same
term.
Thing as the Mexi nuggets. It's just you're just saying the name of the country, and then nuggets at the end, but you put a weird inflection on it, like Mexi instead of Mexico.
All right, let's just not get into it.
Or
just don't say that word
instead of Niger. Niger nuggets. Why can't they say Niger nuggets? They say your name, Nigel.
It's different.
You can say
name.
Nigel. Your name is very similar to, you know.
I know. Please, stop saying that. We can't say that word.
Nigel?
No, the other one. No. Anyway, let's just move on. Tell us, what was Walken's Week?
This week, I discovered, you know them kids with, like, ADHD or whatever they call it on the TV?
Yeah, ADHD.
They always talk about the kids are hyperactive.
Right.
Get this. Every single one of them hyperactive kids is actually an alien from the planet Zorkon.
Where'd you hear that?
It's common knowledge.
I've never heard of it.
Well, I mean, it's not common knowledge to people outside of the Hollywood elite.
Oh. Talking about Scientologists?
No. What is that, like a science teacher?
It's a religion. I thought it was pretty common among people in Hollywood. Never mind. So, so they're all aliens from what planet? Zoltor?
Zorkon.
Oh, well, where's that?
That's in the Gamma Quadrant
of
the universe. Space, right. You know.
All right, so if all these ADHD kids are actually aliens
from planet Zorkon,
from Zorkon,
uh-huh.
What are they doing here?
They're here to fuck shit up.
Well, there's commercials about it, so there's quite a bit.
They're running around.
There's quite a bit of them. I mean,
well, it's like that movie They Live from the. You saw that in the 80s?
No.
Do you watch any movies?
Not really.
So there was this movie in the 80s. The people, they put on sunglasses. All of a sudden, they see that everyone around them is a fucking alien.
Mm.
All right?
Men in Black?
Huh?
Men in Black?
You mean the n***ers?
Please, no. The movie, Men in Black.
Well, yeah. Black men. I mean, people from Nigeria.
Black suits.
I don't know what the fuck you're going on about. But anyways, the kids from Zorkon,
uh-huh.
Okay, the They Live movie, they're brainwashing us, they're trying to take over. I think that's what these kids are doing.
Mm-hmm.
These little kids, these little motherfuckers, they always run around and push people, and they're always yelling in crowds and stuff. They're trying to distract us so that we don't see their true motivation, which is to take over the world.
Like Children of the Corn.
What does Corn have to do with it?
The movie, Children of the Corn, not the band Corn.
I was talking about Korn. There's a band named Korn?
Yeah, it starts with a K. It's dumb. Well, Children of the Corn was a movie.
Why would you name it with a K? That isn't.
And it's a backwards R, too.
Are they hyperactive kids?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
I bet you they're from the planet Zorkon as well.
Maybe Zorkon has a backwards K in it.
You were fucking thinking.
Maybe Zorkon's got the backwards R in it.
See? You're putting things together the same way that Mel Gibson did. Because he was the one who told me about it.
Oh.
The Zorkon kids.
So he was the one. Was he drinking?
I don't know. He's drinking something. Water, I think. Whatever it was, he was yelling a lot. But he's talking about Zorkon and these kids. Hyperactive kids. They're taking us over.
Right.
Doesn't that scare you at all? You're sitting here talking about fucking corn cobs. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Well, if it's that big of an issue, I mean, couldn't we just give them like a bouncy ball to play with and they would just leave us alone?
Yeah, but you gotta watch him the whole time with the bouncy ball or you think he's gonna chuck on the fucking thing.
But then,
so it distracts you.
Yeah, but
you're watching him the whole time.
If he chokes on it, then that just solves the problem of the alien invasion in the first place.
Yeah, you don't want to watch a child choke to death. You know, like the vampers down the street fucking barbecuing kids in the backyard.
Well, okay, maybe it's not a child. What if it's an alien? Would you then want to watch it choke to death?
Yeah. I think that'd be fine. I'd kind of, you know, it'd be kind of fun to watch a child choke to death, too. You know.
All right, so where do we go from here? So they're aliens, but what do we do
Zorkon.
About it? Yeah.
We get a sec. Well, I mean, maybe we could start, you know, turning a blind eye to the choking kids. Let a few of these ADHD kids.
You suggestion, kill the ADHD kids.
Well, let them kill themselves. We just go about our business and get back to work. I mean, that's why America is in the fucking toilet now. The economy's to shit. We're putting fucking... All we're doing is walking around all day putting helmets on kids so they don't bash their brains out. And if he's that stupid, he's gonna slam his head into the wall. Let him fucking slam his head into the wall.
But eventually...
You wonder why there's an economic crisis. Because we let dumb shits just roam the streets. Moron children grow up and make bands called Korn. With a K and a backwards R. The kid didn't learn a goddamn thing in school, obviously.
Yeah, it's Walkin's Week, everybody.
Find more funny videos, blogs, and podcasts such as this one on pastecomedy.com.